I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. It's Friday, July 24th, 2020. Stay tuned for local school districts' plans for reopening this fall. Attorney General Curtis Hill is facing more legal battles, and the boys of summer are back. Then we'll have your hot weekend forecast. Governor Eric Holcomb today signed Executive Order 2037 to require face coverings beginning Monday to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Quote, Hoosiers have worked hard to get where we are today with businesses open and people back at work. We want to keep it that way. We don't want to have to dial things back, Governor Holcomb said. State and local health departments will be responsible for enforcing compliance through education about the importance of wearing face coverings. The executive order does not include criminal penalties. The executive order also outlines the requirements for face mask wearing in schools. The executive order is in effect until at least August 26th. Local governments may impose more restrictive guidelines. The Times reports the school town of Munster has its re-entry plan together for the upcoming academic year, and parents reportedly approve. The plan is fluid and may change as needed. Families of Munster school students will have the option to choose in-person classes or remote learning and will have the freedom to change their minds even after making a choice. The school board voted 5-0 in favor of the re-entry plan at a special meeting on Wednesday. Superintendent Jeffrey Hendricks says his staff presented the re-entry plan, which he says follows recommendations from county and state health officials. The school corporation is spending more than $2 million to address the coronavirus. The money is being used to clean up and disinfect classrooms, buses, and other school facilities, support 5 new teachers, 15 aides, an extra school nurse, 6 extra custodians, and 17 full-time substitute teachers. The school town of Munster is also providing each student with technology, including an iPad for kindergarten and first graders, Chromebooks for 2nd through 5th graders, and laptops for 6th through 12th graders. Valparaiso Community School administrators will make a decision on the reopening of school on July 31st. Interim Superintendent Michael Berta said at a school board meeting last night that that is the date administrators would decide whether students would return to school in person or continue e-learning in the fall. He said administrators will consider positive coronavirus testing trends in Porter County, Center Township, and among the birth to 19-year-old age group in making their decision. The Times reports that Valparaiso High School announced temporary suspensions of summer boys basketball and football conditioning programs this week after administrators were made aware of confirmed positive COVID-19 cases among individuals with ties to the district. 4 women who accuse Attorney General Curtis Hill of sexual misconduct are suing the Republican official in state court after their federal case had been so far unsuccessful. The Indiana Supreme Court temporarily suspended Hill's law license in May after it found he criminally battered the women. State Representative Mara Candelaria Reardon from Northwest Indiana, Gabrielle Brock, Nikki Del Silvia, and Samantha Lozano. But a federal judge back in March said the allegations of sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation did not violate any federal or U.S. constitutional law. The judge did, however, leave the door open for a civil suit in state court, and now the women are pursuing that angle while also appealing their case in federal court. Hill recently lost his re-election bid in a narrow vote by Republican convention delegates for the GOP nomination for attorney general. In sports, day 2 of Major League Baseball's COVID-shortened season is underway, and so are the Cubs and White Sox. Tonight at 6 p.m., the Cubs host the Milwaukee Brewers. The White Sox host the Minnesota Twins at 7:10. Here in Northwest Indiana, the 11-5 Oilmen host the 5-12 MCL Minutemen at 7:10 tonight at Oilmen Stadium. The Atlantic Coast Conference and Notre Dame are considering whether the Fighting Irish will give up their treasured football independence for the 2020 season play as a member of the league. 2 people involved in the ACC's discussions about scheduling for the upcoming season told the Associated Press on Friday that the ACC is looking into an 11-game schedule that would include 10 conference games and start on September 12th. Notre Dame would play a full 10-game ACC schedule, the people said, but whether those games would count in the standings and the Irish would be eligible to participate in the ACC championship game and be eligible for the conference's guaranteed spot in the Orange Bowl is still to be determined. Looking at your midday Mulatto picks, your daily 3, 0, 7, 4, and your Super Bowl is 7. Your daily four, is 4, 7, 8, 6, and the Super Bowl is 7. Lakeshore weather forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, a low near 64. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 87. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, a low near 69. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 91. And Monday, showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 85. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson as she provides you the latest news, traffic, weather, and information for Northwest Indiana. For Lakeshore Public Radio and this midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney.